Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Noach, the parsha begins with, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Noach to make a teva. Vayemer Elikim leNoach. It starts with Midas Hadin, and he tells Noach in that parsha to build a teva and to bring Mikol Achai, Mikol Basa, Shnayim Mikol Tavi Ala Teva, to bring two of every animal into the teva. Then in the second parasha, the second of all, after Sheini, Vayemer Hashem leNoach, there's already with Midas HaRachamim. Vayatav Chol Beischal HaTeva, he's commanded to go into the Teva. Presumably this is 120 years later. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him a chiddush. Mikol HaBehema HaTaira Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva Ish VeIshtai. That from every animal, you should take every kosher animal, take 14 animals, 7 male, 7 female, into the teva. He goes back to the previous command of shnayim ish v'ishtay, of 4, 2 male, 2 female. So this is the tzava. Today I'd like to talk about this parasha. We find, Rashi tells us that Noach understood, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling to bring in a greater number of kosher animals than not kosher animals? So Noach understood that the reason was in order to bring a carbon. Rashi says it here, he says it later, that Rashi understood that the kosher ones were being brought in order, Kadeshi Yakramihem carbon bitseisei. Needs an explanation. If it's Kadeh Lahakrib carbon, why 7 of each? Why not 1 extra of each? You want to bring a carbon, bring 1, bring 2. What's the number 7? That's like 5 extra male, 5 extra females. Well, what is the number 5 or 10 from each animal? Where does that come into a cheshbon? Really needs an explanation. Chaim Kanievsky in Talmud Dekra has an incredible technical answer as to why 7 and 7. It also helps us understand Noach's thinking. Because, Mehechitesi, how do you know that Hashem wanted more kosher animals because of karbanos? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world should have more kosher animals. The Abalim HaShavu seem to say that. Doesn't fit with Rashi. Where did Noach get the message that it was to be makriv karbanos? Chaim Kanievsky, in a few short words, says the following. It says, we find in the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Machalos Asuros, that there are 10 families of kosher animals. 3 behemoth, which are, of course, the ox family, the sheep family, and the goat family. 3 in the behemoth family. And 7 among the chayis, which are listed in the Torah. So there are 10 kosher species of animal. Well, if Noach was going to bring 14 of each, 7 male, 7 female, that means 14 times 10, there would be 140 kosher animals in the teva. The non-kosher were shnayim mikol. So had this been a non-kosher min, there would have been 20. Instead, there were 140. There would have been 20, 10 minim, and you would have brought male and female. And now it was 140. So there were, in effect, an extra 120. So what? So there were 120 extra animals. So if you bring one carbon a day, 120 animals lasts 120 days, just over 4 months. Chazal tell us that a behema daka, meaning an animal like a sheep or a goat, has a typical pregnancy of 5 months. In other words, it takes 5 months to give birth. But the Gemara says that limikutayim, it doesn't always need a full 5 months. In 4 months and a day or two, an animal, a sheep or a goat, is capable of giving birth. What that means is that for 4 months, there would be no new animal born. The animals did not procreate in the teva. And therefore, Noach understood that the first 120 days after they leave the Teva, no new animals would be born. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, bring an extra 120 kosher animals into the Teva. Lech immediately recognized, why 120? So that he could bring one carbon every day. And that he did. Every day he brought one carbon for 120 days. Now, the 121st day, he also brought a carbon. Because by then, the sheep and goats already had given birth, perhaps to multiple offspring. And that number, the 120, is what made Noach understand that it was to bring a carbon a day. And that makes very precise the message of Shiva, Shiva, bring seven of each animal. Gevaldik, the cheshvan is extraordinary, and it fits. It fits to what happened, and it fits very well into why Noach understood immediately. When he saw the number 120, he understood immediately it was to bring one carbon per day. Let's move on to a second thought on the very same pasuk. I quoted you earlier one of the Rashis on this pasuk, Perek Zayin, pasuk Beis, where Rashi said, Shiva Shiva, Kadeshiyakim Mehem Karbin Mitzesei. The other Rashi, Abema Tahira, says as follows, Ha'asidah liyais Tahira li Yisrael. Obviously, Noach was not commanded in kashrus. All animals were equally kosher to him. Ha'asidah liyais Tahira li Yisrael. Bring the animals that will eventually be kosher. Lomadnu shalom and Noach Tahira. Rashi tells us, we learn from here, that he learned Tahira. How else would he know which are the kosher animals, which are the non-kosher animals? Lomadnu, we learn from here that Noach learned Tahira. Who taught him, Rashi doesn't say, but that he learned Tahira. The Maharal is disturbed here. And he says two separate kashas. I'd like to address each one separately and tell you my lack of understanding of each of the 2 points that the Maharal makes. One point the Maharal makes, actually it says the second, but it's the easier one to say over, to repeat. He says, yes, a kasha. But Noach, that learns Torah, is chayav misan. Only Klai Yisrael is supposed to learn Torah. Now, of course, the Sheva Mitzvah is B'nai Noach. So that Taisa says, in Avodah Zarah Gimel Amud Aleph, that a B'nai Noach not only could, but they have schar for learning the Torah of the Sheva Mitzvah is B'nai Noach. But a Noach, Ben Noach is not supposed to learn the rest of the Torah. So what does it mean here? It tells us that Lamanu Shadayach Lama Torah. Why do we see learning Torah? That's the Kasha of the Maral, Emphata Maral, Kaidim Matan Taira, it was Mutter. That what's the Makar that a Akum should learn Taira? My Rasha, Kilos Yaakov. That Taira is my Rasha, the Yerusha, the heritage for the Jewish people. So B'nai Noach should not learn. Before it was my Rasha, Kilos Yaakov. At that point, he was allowed to learn Taira. This is the Maral's very understandable teretz. Very understandable. That's his yeshiv. I have a problem. And I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Let's say somebody is working, he's a butcher. A butcher, okay, today butchers don't bring live animals into their butcher shop. But once upon a time, he was a butcher. And he was working. He was not a Jewish fellow. He had a hechsher. He had a mashkiach. He had a sheichet. He's a butcher. So he says, well, which animals are kosher that I could bring? Which animals am I allowed to bring into my butcher store? So a yid would teach him the butcher store. Very good, would teach him. So he would tell him, in your butcher store, we sell kosher food. Well, let's say it's a grocery. He says, oh boy, I have a Jewish clientele, what should I buy? We tell him, listen, don't buy anything with chazer in it. Don't buy anything with any derivative of a hog, of a pig, don't. So he said, okay, thank you. Am I teaching him time? Am I over anything? Of course not. Something that's practical, of course he could teach it. So here, Noach had to know which the animal to bring into the teva. So he learned. He learned Torah. What's the kasha? Very hard to understand. So he learned. Maybe it bothers him to lashon lamish lama Torah. But who says he learned parts of Torah that were not lamaisa? He learned the parts that were lamaisa. This is one ha'ara on the morale. The morale is the second kasha. Morale says that what do you see from here that he learned Torah? Maybe the animals came on their own. The animals came on their own. He says, hold on a second, there's such a Gemara. Now the Gemara says, in, I believe he's quoting from Masechtas Sanhedrin, he says that the Teva only accepted animals that had not been mashkis as darkam, that had not misbehaved, so to speak, in their experience before the mabul. Those animals that had not been faithful to their own men, those the teva did not accept. That doesn't mean that in any way that Noach knew, or that Noach knew, he didn't know. Rashi says it in the before Sheni in Pasuk Chaf, the oisan shadafku b'minei v'lo yishchisu darkam me'aleim bo kol she teva kolet esachnisa ba. That the teva itself only accepted the eligible one. Frank the Maral. So maybe the teva accepted seven animals only of the kosher. If non-kosher came, the teva wouldn't accept them. So mehechetesi, what's going on with the entire business with the Malamit Shalama Torah? Maybe the Torah is only kayit, the kosher one. This is the kasha that the morale asks. This is the question that he asks. I have a problem. I don't understand the kasha. It may well be true that the Torah was only kailit seven, zachar in the cave of kosher, and only two, zachar in the cave of non-kosher, and other animals came, and they were refused by the teva. Nothing to do with this Rashi. Rashi's not going on the pasuk that they came to the teva. Rashi's going on the pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, he commands him, take for his tikach lecha shiva shiva. He commands him, take. So from there we learned that Noach knew which was kosher and which was not. There's something similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu what the menorah in the Mishkan should look like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. At the end, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make a menorah. Rashi tells us that it was made miraculously. He threw the gold into the fire, and the table was made. They're two different things. It was made miraculously, but the tzavah, he was told how to make it. Same thing here. It may well be that the animals came on their own, that they were not learning from Bo'u El HaTeva, that he loved that Torah. We're learning it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Noach. It's saying to Noach, "Makal be'ma Torah tikach lecha." The tikach lecha, that's a right that Noach understood. And so, two things the Maral says on this pasuk: two aris, food for thought. I'm sure there's a proper teretz. The Maral could certainly answer it. I may be missing something. Be that as it may, these are two thoughts of Parshas Noach as we begin the winter's man. It's Rosh Chodesh. It's a new haskalah. Tonight is the most special Mishmar. Bachrim who are in town and going out of town for the Nuzman are eligible to come to Mishmar. They have no night seder wherever they are. And of course, the rest of us, we start our Zman tonight. We start our Mishmar Zman. Let's make it very, very solid tonight, please. Let's make it a solid Mishmar. Everyone to be there, learn by Hasmada, put in the time, put in the effort. Chazer, if you finish your way, chazer what you're learning. It's Hashem, we should be zaycha, to be miskarif to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and what better way than dedicating our siddurim the way they should be. Wishing everyone an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos Kodesh.